From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. This crawfish season has been a rough one. Farmers and fishermen are catching a tiny percentage of what they normally would, while consumers are paying high prices. WWNO's Eva Tesfaye and the Gulf States Newsroom's Maya Miller talked to crawfish farmers and fishermen about how they're navigating one of the worst seasons they've ever seen.
So Maya, someone told me that there's an app that you can use to look at crawfish prices.
Oh, cool. What's it called?
The Crawfish App.
Oh, that's obvious. Let me look it up.
Yeah, let me know what you see. When I looked at it, it said like something crazy like $9, but that was a few weeks ago.
Yeah, right now I'm seeing crawfish at $7.99, $8.49, even some as high as $9.99 a pound, which is kind of wild because I'm used to buying crawfish for like $3 a pound.
Yeah, so those prices are high because of last year's drought. It caused many problems for the people who catch those crawfish for a living. People like Adler Stelly. I went out to his farm in Abbeville, Louisiana, just outside of Lafayette. And Maya, have you ever seen a crawfish farm?
No, I'm not a big fan of the outdoors.
Well, most of them are also rice farms. So picture a wide open flooded field. We head out on a small motorboat to catch the crawfish. He takes out the traps, dumps some crawfish in the boat, tosses a pogie in for bait, and throws it back in the water. He gets a good amount of decent-sized crawfish. It's a bit more than what he's been catching so far, but it won't be enough to save him this season.
There's no way of making back the money that of the input that we have out there, but there are crawfish starting to come in areas. We do need the consumers to get out there and start eating a few.
Stelly has been crawfish farming his entire life, and he says this is the worst season he's ever seen. His only silver lining is this happened before he passes the farm down to his daughter.
As hard as it is to take in this type of hit, I'm glad that it's happening to me after I've been in business for a few years and not happening to her on her first year trying to really get in business on her own.
He says inflation was already hitting the farm with the price of labor and bait increasing. Last year's drought made input costs even higher because he had to flood his fields much more than he normally would.
The drought and the extreme heat is also what killed the crawfish. It made the ground so dry that they couldn't breathe, says Mark Shirley, an extension agent with the LSU Ag Center.
There was no moisture to keep the gills working, and they just died. So probably 90% or more of the crawfish died in their burrows during the summertime.
Farmers will also have to pay to replace the crawfish needed for breeding for next year.
Yeah, and that costs a lot of money. Mike Strain is the commissioner at Louisiana's Department of Agriculture and Forestries. He says this drought is costing the industry something like $140 million this year.
Some of the farmers quit fishing completely because there are no crawfish.
Strain, as well as some Louisiana lawmakers, reached out to the U.S. Department of Agriculture for help. They want to activate the Emergency Livestock Assistance Program, which would send payments to farmers. Strain says it would provide much-needed relief to farmers who are in debt.
I'm hearing from the farmers that many of them cannot get another crop loan because they were not able to pay off last year's crop loan, and they desperately need those dollars.
Louisiana's Governor Jeff Landry even announced a disaster declaration to speed up the process.
But there are some people who are going to be left out.
Yeah, it's the wild crawfish fishermen, the people who aren't farming them, like Jody Mesh.
We don't ever get any help from the government.
Mesh is a third-generation Cajun living near the Atchafalaya Basin in South Louisiana. He's been trapping wild crawfish for 30 years and is not eligible for that federal relief.
He says basin water levels have been declining for the past few decades. That means less habitat for the crawfish, and he's had to figure out each slow season on his own.
When COVID hit, you know, we suffered the loss in the market shutting down the same way the crawfish farmers did. And our congressional delegation got millions of dollars of help for the farmers, and the basin fishermen got no help at all.
During a good season, Mesh would collect about 1,000 pounds of crawfish every day. Now he's barely breaking 100. He can sell it at around $8 a pound, which means he could make about $800 for a day's work. But with fuel for his boat and bait for his traps, he's thousands in the hole.
But he says crawfish fishing is what he was raised to do. He wants to continue the legacy of his father and grandfather.
It's just that drive to not be a failure and to be able to continue to do it like they were able to do it.
Until the crawfish recover, he says he'll continue to head out onto the water well before dawn to see what his traps have for him.
For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Eva Tesfai.
And I'm Maya Miller.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi.